File 2. Listening 2. 1.
Alice, have you ever inherited any money?
Yes, I once got a little money from a great uncle. But a friend of mine has just inherited a house.
A house?
Yes. Her grandmother died a few months ago, and she left her house to my friend, Carla. She's already sold it and is investing the money to pay her university fees.
Lucky thing.
2.
How long have you been working as a volunteer with WaterAid, Lisa?
For about 2 years now.
And what's your role in the organisation?
Well, I started by helping to organise events to raise money, but since April I've been travelling around the country giving presentations about the charity. I was terrified about speaking in public at the beginning, but it's been a fantastic experience.
Sounds fascinating work.
Yes, it is. I love it.
3.
Hi, Kate. What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I've been waiting for my bus for ages, but it hasn't turned up yet and I'm freezing.
Aww.
I can't even get a taxi because I don't have enough money and the cash machine is broken.
Oh, poor you. Look, my car's parked just over there. I'll give you a lift and if you want, I can lend you some money too.
Oh, thanks so much, Wendy.
4.
Hi, Rachel. Have you found any bargains so far?
Actually, yes. I've just bought these amazing boots. I love markets. What about you? Have you spent any money yet?
Well, I bought these DVDs. But to be honest, I think they've charged me more than the films usually cost new in the shops.
You're too nice. You need to be more aggressive. Like me.
5.
Chris, what's the most life-changing thing that has happened to you?
Probably leaving my job and going abroad for a year.
When did you do that?
I was 25 at the time.
And how did it change you?
I suppose living in another culture really opened my eyes. I was probably a bit immature before I went. And now I think I'm much more independent and more open to other ideas.